Welcome to our mini-series where we are talking about how to approach. We are being discipled in, that's being taught, trained up in righteousness on how to approach discussion, dialogue, debate, whether that's face-to-face, whether that's through social media, whether that's in a community of fellowship of either virtual or in-person. God is saying we have to be trained up in righteousness in order for us to not destroy our witness, in order for us to not diminish or devalue the kingdom of God within us and the kingdom of heaven that we are called to illuminate right here on earth in the earth realm. And so if I could title today, I would like to title this, Do Not Fear, Only Believe. That is what Jesus was telling to the people who were, he was hearing and overhearing and listening to their words. He was listening to their discussion. He was hearing their response to his power, to who he is and what the miracle that he was performing at that time. And he said to them, do not fear, only believe. Why is that important for us when we approach discussion, debate, and all of that from a kingdom lens, from as being kingdom citizens, right? And that is, God showed me this as I was asking him that question, and God showed me this. We approach a lot of things from fear. Will I be understood? What do I know about that? Oh, this person seems so intellectual. Oh, I think they're a little smarter than me. I think they're more biblically astute than me. Or, oh, I know that. You know, I'm prideful in this area, though we don't say I'm prideful in this area, but God is showing us that there is pride there because we're quicker to speak than we are to listen. We're quicker to debate than we are to understand and gain understanding. We're quicker to just blurt some things out sometimes, then we are quicker to observe and then add, insert wisdom in the word when necessary and when needed. And so God is saying there is a fear-based stance that we his people are approaching these things with. Sometimes that can be through apprehension and emotions behind whatever the topic may be, and as well as the things that I've previously pointed out that we're fearful of. And God is saying that he wants us to be able to approach this thing not in fear, but in belief. Belief in what? Belief in Christ and in his power, that he can use us, that he can speak to us, that he can nurture our language, that he can lead us into a way of how to listen, that he can humble us, that he can, his power can do the miraculous where we don't think that miraculous can be demonstrated, okay? And so, and we have to consider this thing, am I approaching with an ignorance or an arrogance of the word? And we're going to have to consider and then become aware of our fear root and our faith root if it's attached to the word or if it's attached to the world, okay? And so we have to understand this, that it comes in, this awareness comes in being devoted to the word. I'm going to leave us with this scripture, and that scripture is Joshua 1:8. And he's telling, the Lord is telling Joshua to meditate on my word. He says, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Why is that important to how we approach these things, right? And that is saying, God is saying, one, to keep it on our lips is to allow it to override our natural language and thought processes. If we meditate on God's word, we are allowing it, allowing, believing in the power of Christ and the miraculous that he can do within us to override our natural language and thought process. And then two, God is saying it's going to help us to approach this in belief rather than faith by when we do it, everything written in it is to engage with it, is to engage with the word, right? That daily meditation is to engage with the word so that it becomes a thorough solution rather than a quick fix. God is wanting thorough solutions for us to get the understanding behind it, for us to seek him on the clarity of it instead of the quick fix. So, oh, this scripture sounds good for this situation. Oh, this scripture sounds good for this debate. Oh, this scripture sounds good to add to this discussion. Oh, I know this. Oh, I know this. I experienced this. I heard this. So I'm just going to say, I'm just going to give the quick fix. And sometimes in the devotion to God's word, we want to have that thorough solution rather than dishing out quick fixes. We want the good success. We want it to soak in his word. Because in doing that, in the meditation on his word, in doing following Joshua 1:8, in our approach to all these things, is to understand that protection from self is there. The word and meditating on it and letting it be a thorough solution is going to protect ourselves from allowing the flesh to just cut up and act a fool, to walk in pride or to walk in shame. Right? And then it's going to be the encouragement for us that the kingdom that is calling, that the kingdom is calling. The encouragement for the kingdom call is here in Joshua 1:8. We have to be encouraged to learn how to soak in the word and to understand the benefits and the beauty of what soaking in the word can bring and beautify in discussions and debates and in a dialogue and in community. Right? And then thirdly, it's the remembrance of coming to dwell in our faith here, to only believe. That's to dwell in our faith, the remembrance of dwelling to our in our faith. And so final thought is a self-reflection for today. And that is, as I approach discussion, debate, dialogue, community, social media, replies, and posts, have I gone through the proper filtration system of prayer, of seeking God's wisdom, which is his word? Have I gone through the proper filtration system of talking to my pastoral care team, of talking to a spiritual mentor or a trusted friend so that I can get godly counsel in this situation, in this topic, in my approach? Or self-reflection, are we just hopping on Facebook, social media platform, just getting into a discussion, a debate, or a group, you know, with all of this emotional dialogue? We have to self-reflect. Am I allowing myself to Joshua 1:8 it? Am I allowing myself to Luke 8:50, which is the do not fear, only believe? Or has our emotional dialogue and fear-based baggage been filtered through the word and the avenues that lead us to seeing the word in the midst of it all? That is the proper approach. God bless you.